ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai, or don't. We don't really care. Today, there are still more than 10,500 chippies serving 360 million meals of fish and chips a year in the UK. There are more than 35,000 fish and chips shops in England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, Ireland and Wales alone, according to the National Fish and Chips Association. When I first tried fish and chips, I fell in love with them at a time when there was no fish and chips shop in my neighbourhood. You'd struggle to find fried fish or potato chips anywhere in the British Isles, you'd only have to travel 200 years. British culture, the golden roasted combo, is so deeply embedded in our culture that it is hard to imagine Britain, our home, doing without it. There is certainly a learning curve to this dish, but you might think that fried fish and chips could be made in a similar way. They would be wrong, and not just because they are so much more expensive than regular fries. Britons still love fish and chips, but it's no longer common to eat fish on Fridays. If you live in Britain and you don't go somewhere just for fish and chips, you have to learn to live with the fact that it's not just for you. Regardless of who invented fish and chips, improved commercial fishing techniques increased availability and lowered the cost of fish, which in turn catapulted the dish into a meal that the working class could regularly enjoy. It's hard to imagine having fish and chips these days, but you don't have to leave England to get it, whether it's a chip shop or a seaside restaurant to try it out. In the 1930s, there were about 6,000 fish and chip shops and restaurants in Britain, but that number has dropped slightly to 10,500 today. Nonetheless, this means that fish and chip outlets massively outnumber McDonald's, which in turn massively outstrips the number of fast food outlets. Fish and chips are a national institution, and chippies across the country are gearing up to celebrate their 100th anniversary this year. For generations, the pleasure of eating fish and chips with greasy fingers on holiday by the sea or during a working week has fed the memories of generations. Few can resist the mouth, a watery combination of salty, sweet and salty, served with a generous helping of hot, fluffy chips. However, everyone behaves differently, with tastes varying from one part of the country to another and even within the same city or city. Some people prefer cod to haddock, others want mushy peas and pickled onions on the side, and still others like chips with vinegar instead of vinegar chips. Crispy dough pieces are popular in the north, too, as is curry sauce, but the country tends to be different. The Brits are also very different in how best to serve fish and chips, with a wide range of options for different types of chips and sauces. British fish and chips are a national treasure, but there's no denying it its popularity. Fish and chips are so popular that they are known around the world as a quintessentially British dish. They did have a part to play in guiding the nation through two world wars, and they do indeed have a special place in the hearts and minds of many Britons. You walk into a fish and chip shop and go outside, smelling of fried fish, chips and beer. Fresh cod is refined with beer, fried flat until golden brown and served perfectly with a side of thickly sliced chips or peas. Fish and chip is a combination of fresh cod stirred in beer and served over chips. When you enter the fish and chip shops, you can smell the smell of fresh fish, which smells of beer, deep fried fryer and a glass of wine, and then the sound of fried fish. Originally from England, this dish is an example of culinary fusion, combining Iberian and Jewish fried fish with Belgian roast potatoes and Belgian and French roast potatoes. Fish and chips first appeared in Britain in the 1860s and were a popular snack in pubs, restaurants and pubs in London and other parts of the country. By 1910, there were 25,000 fish and chip shops across Britain, and the British government ensured the supply of fish and chips. In English-speaking countries such as France, Germany, Italy, Spain, France and Belgium, fish and chips is a popular dish with a wide range of different flavors and tastes. Around the same time, in the 1860s, the first fish and chip shops opened their doors in London and other parts of the country. This has been List of Recipes by Country, Episode 4. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.